Mike, what were you looking for? I'm trying to fumble there. What did you see? What were you trying to do?
When I fumbled down the red zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to buy time. I had a quick protection call, so I got to get rid of the ball or take off and run or do something. I think Allen actually went on his route, to the right, which was the first read. So, probably just got to stay in the pocket and throw that.
You guys talked about, as a team as a whole, just not making enough plays. Sort of the same story?
Yeah. I think it's I think we put up a ton of yards, did a lot of good stuff, but it's the plays you missed out on that, you think about at night, the ones you didn't make, when you had a chance to make it and, hopefully put up more points.
Disappointing, too, because you guys were able to finish last time you played against the Bills 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Just kind of some carryover at the end.
Yeah. And, it's another opportunity in a similar situation, right? A little less time. But I think our guys have a lot of fight, a lot of resiliency. I know personally it's hard for me to feel like, letting those guys down in the locker room because it's an unbelievable group of guys. But I can't wait for another opportunity to go make that up.
In terms of the fight, how encouraging was it to see them in the second half when it looked like they might be taking control?
Right.
Of the
guys? Yeah, it's good. We didn't play real well in the first half, kind of shot ourselves in the foot multiple times, struggled picking up a couple pressures that we had seen, throughout the week in practice. Finally got that corrected, and I thought we did some good things in the second half. I think it shows, how quickly our team is able to recover, specifically offensively, and kind of overcome, adversity and get things rolling. So I think it was good. Definitely just got to finish.
Like, you didn't seem to shy away from anyone on that outside. You guys acted as part of the game plan, or how?
Yeah. I mean, we got two of the best in the league. It doesn't matter who's covering them. I'll throw it to them.
Allen did a good job, though, going up and getting some balls over the Raiders.
I think it's only going to, further his development as a player and further our chemistry and trust with each other. He goes and make plays like that on a player like Revis. I'll keep throwing it to him. I think he did some good jobs. Hearns, obviously, made a couple big catches. I thought we got everybody involved. Julius had some. Sadie's had one. Brian Walters had some. So I think it's just definitely a case of turnovers and finishing at the end.
More balls
than
Julius? Three catches. I
know he threw it from 7. He's obviously a great player. He's somebody we want to get the ball to because he's good when he's got the ball in his hands, and he obviously creates mismatches. So we're continuing to try and figure things out on how to get him the ball and how to continue his growth and progress.
Like, is this hard to balance almost in your mind because you guys are making so many good plays, big plays, but the ones that aren't are so costly?
Right. Yeah, it's tough. Because we expect to make good plays. We expect to score points. We expect to make big plays. So when you leave things out there, you don't get things done the way you're supposed to, it's definitely frustrating. But like I said, we got a resilient group and a group that can recover quickly and screw something up and bounce back and correct it and make it a successful play not long after. So I think, that's a big part of who we are, and that's going to help us, I think, in the long run for sure.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.